here's the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Cormac McCarthy, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1933, author of the Border Trilogy, which began with All the Pretty Horses in 1992. It was on this day, 1875, the largest recorded swarm of locusts in American history descended on the Great Plains. An estimated 3.5 trillion locusts made up the swarm. It's about 1,800 miles long, 110 miles wide, ranged from Canada all the way down to Texas. Swarms had occurred about every 7 to 12 years, coming out of the river valleys in the Rocky Mountains and sweeping east. The swarms were larger when there was less rain. And in 1873, the West started to go through a severe drought. And it was still rather dry on this day, 1875, when farmers just east of the Rockies saw a cloud approaching from the west. A cloud that was glinting around the edges where the locust wings caught the light of the sun. People said it was like snow, a driving snow in winter, covered everything in its path. They described the sound as being like thunder or like a train. They blanketed the ground, the locusts nearly a foot deep, trees bent over with their weight, tree limbs broke off. They ate every piece of vegetation in their path, harnesses on horses, too, and bark off the trees. Curtains and clothing hung out on laundry lines. They especially loved the handles of farm tools. Farmers who tried to scare away the locusts by running into the swarm had their clothes eaten right off their bodies. Similar locust swarms occurred in the following years, and farmers were desperate. But by the mid-1880s, the rains had returned, the swarms died down, and mysteriously, the locusts did not return with the next drought. Within a few decades, they were believed to be extinct. It is now thought that the cultivation of the land on the Great Plains changed the geography so much, so quickly, that the locust was unable to adapt. The last two live specimens of Rocky Mountain locust were collected in 1902. They're now at the Smithsonian. Here's a poem for today by William Nodder, entitled Morning News in the Bighorn Mountains. The latest movie star is drunk, just out of rehab. Two or three cities had extraordinary killings, and expensive homes are sliding off the hills or burning again. There's an energy crisis on, and peace in the Middle East is close as ever. In Wyoming, just below timberline, meteors and lightning storms keep us entertained at night. Last week, a squirrel wrecked the mountain bluebird's nest. I swatted handfuls of moths in the cabin and set them on a stump each day, but the birds would not come back to feed. It snowed last in June, 4 inches, the day before the solstice. But summer is winding down, frost on the grass this morning when we left the ranger station. Yellow-bellied marmots are burrowing under the outhouse vault, and ravens leave the ridges to gorge on Mormon crickets in the meadows. Flakes of obsidian and red flint, napped from arrowheads hundreds of years ago, appear in the trails each day, and the big fish fossil in the limestone cliff dissolves a little more with every rain. A poem by William Nodder, Morning News in the Bighorn Mountains, from Holding Everything Down, published by Crab Orchard Review and Southern Illinois University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.